Hello, beautiful people. This is Bonnie Gillespie, and this is your SMFA Essentials module on bios and cover letters that don't suck. As always, this first MP3 is all about the why for bios and cover letters that don't suck. Your PDF workbook will include reading and worksheets on the how for getting those bios and cover letters not to suck. And of course, for those of you enrolled in our monthly program, we do a follow-up MP3 that is fully interactive, where I will answer your questions on bios and cover letters that don't suck. So please be sure to get your questions in early so that we have time to field your questions in that follow-up MP3. Let's get right to it. So, of course, the why on bios and cover letters that don't suck is kind of a duh. I mean, because of course you want bios that don't suck. You want cover letters that don't suck. I mean, no brainer. But let's really talk about what it is that we're hoping to achieve with a cover letter and with a bio. Let's start with the bio. Now, the bio is something that, if it's done right, it's not only the words that you use in it that tell us the story of who you are, but it's also the order of the words, the choices you make in your layered writing techniques that allow us to get a feel for you at a deeper level, and we don't even really know why. It's a beautiful thing, and if you're already nervous because you're not a writer, don't worry. That's part of what this module is meant to do, is to help simplify some of the writing process so that you're not seeing it as, well, I just have to tell my life story and that's what a bio is about, because actually that's not what it's about. It sounds like it should be. The word, you know, bio coming from biography, it should in fact be your life story, but it's not. It's a sales tool. It's a marketing tool. And because you're using it to market, because you're using it to bullet point who it is that you are for the buyers, it becomes much more about the spin that you choose on the items that you're going to include, because they help tell the story of how to cast you next. Assuming, of course, that you're creating a bio for your website, let's say, or you're creating a bio to use anytime that you need one in a playbill because you've gotten cast in a role in a play, or you suddenly have a tier jump and are asked by the publicist for a series that you're on for a bio so that it can go in their kit to give to the media. You know, there are all sorts of reasons that you can be asked for a bio. And even if it's not something you use every day, the fact that you have one that you feel excited about is going to make a huge difference. Cover letters, obviously, you're hoping for a clear communication of your goals in reaching out to this person, because, you know, the cover letter, of course, is going with a submission, generally to try and get an agent or manager, but certainly could be a general submission to a casting office, or perhaps you're reaching out to showrunners, producers, directors that you want to work with, and you're trying to start the process of a lifelong relationship of collaboration and storytelling. And so it becomes important that it not feel like it's a part of a mass mailing, but instead be really tailored to the person to whom you're sending it. And so we're going to talk a lot about how, you know, templates and mass mailings, they have a smell to them. I can always tell when someone has used a template-based start for their cover letter. Even if they do some tweaks to it, I can smell it. I can smell it a mile away. And what it does is actually erodes your brand when you use a template. Because what it tells me is you can't be bothered to find out who I am and what I'm working on and who you are and what kind of stories you want to tell and where those things intersect. If you can't be bothered to do that, I can't be bothered to look at your submission and take it seriously. It feels like slinging spaghetti at the wall and hoping something is going to stick. And that's the way a lot of people approach their general submissions. And so I'm going to discourage you from using anything that's template-based, simply because once somebody is using it, a lot of people are using it, and you're not going to stand out. You're going to not teach me anything about your brand. Instead, you're going to teach me that you plunked down whatever money for whatever template and made a few adjustments hoping I wouldn't notice. But we get so much mail in this industry, especially people who are working in casting or agents, managers, anybody who is on the receiving end of actor submissions knows a template when they see it. There are different tools for different jobs. And so I'm also going to be encouraging you to not be afraid to have several versions of your bio, of your cover letter available based on the recipient. And maybe that sounds like a lot of work, like, oh, can't I just have a one-size-fits-all cover letter? Yeah, but why would you want to? You don't need to say the same thing to a commercial casting director as you do to the casting associate that you met at a workshop that you're following up with about the new show that she's been hired to cast or to be on the casting team for. You know, you're not going to send the same cover letter to an agent that you're hoping will rep you theatrically as you would to a manager that you're hoping to do business with for many, many, many years with some, you know, handholding and real, you know, career building, because that's a different relationship and the letter shouldn't be the same. So we're going to talk about having various versions of your cover letter and even your bio so that you know exactly which one to use depending on the recipient. And the goal with all of this is to help you align with the right people. So I'm going to discourage you from doing mass mailings of any kind, because the research that's required to know the recipient of your materials is going to be time consuming, and that's a good thing, because blanketing the town with a bunch of submissions is not going to help you line up with the people who are most in need of your services as a storyteller. Remember, one of the main purposes of your tools, all of them, is to teach us how to cast you next. So when you have a cover letter, a bio, heck, your resume, your headshot, your website, your demo reel, any of your actor tools, when you have them tuned up to the point where they help inspire confidence in the recipient that you are not only what you say you are in terms of type, in terms of brand, but also in terms of professionalism, that's when it goes ninja. If you've been able to create something that inspires confidence on the part of the buyer, you are miles ahead of all the other jackass actors who are just slinging headshots and resumes out with cover letters or no cover letters that are, you know, template-based or sending no cover letter at all and just throwing it in an envelope and saying, I hope it lands. I'm slinging spaghetti. I hope something lands, sticks to the wall, and I get a chance to come in. I'll close the deal in the room. Why do you want to take the chance that you never get invited into the room to show how wonderful you are in person? Why chance it? I say you need to put a lot of energy and attention into the first impression that you're making. I absolutely remember very fondly quite a few cover letters that have come in over the years that I've been in casting for actors that I've brought in for auditions now several times over the years. I remember their first encounter with me being in the mail, blind submission. And even though more and more submissions are taking place via email or electronic submission through the actor submission websites, which is fantastic. It's just a different version of the cover letter that has to take place, which we'll get into that in the How PDF workbook, of course. It is so fantastic when we really start to feel like we get you from that very first encounter. And so having a submission that stands out, having a cover letter that not only is professional, but filled with personality, and not gimmicky, filled with personality, and that's professional in a way that shows us, oh, hey, this is somebody who's going to help me tell stories. This is somebody who's going to take care of some problems for me if I'm an agent. Ooh, this is from somebody who's going to make me some money. Ha! These are all fabulous things, and there are ways to plant these confidence builders into your cover letter and still have it read on brand. And that's what's important. Again, that's why the whole thing is self-management for actors. There's no one-size-fits-all recipe for success in this business. Believe me, if there were, I would have written that book and I would have retired to my private island. But because it is so individualistic, it is so specific to who you are and what you deliver, that's why it's self-management for actors. And it means that every cover letter is going to be different. And that's a good thing, because the cover letter, the bio, your website, your headshot, your resume, your demo reel, everything that I experience about you before we meet should be giving me an indication of what it's going to be like when we work together, when we do meet in person for the first time. I should have no doubt that you are exactly what I expected. And that means not these overly formal or template-based, fill in the blanks, here's my list of credits type submissions, these cover letters that are, well, here, let me tell you everything that I've ever booked, these bios that are, here's my life history. Those types of things are not going to help you because they don't give me a sense of who you are. And more importantly, if I'm on the buying end of things, I don't get a sense of how you're going to help me make money or you're going to help me solve a problem as a storyteller. And so everything needs to be run through the filter of how does this come across to the buyer. There's something that is very important about you as an actor understanding your why, knowing the why behind the choices that you make, why it is you want to be an actor, who inspires you, what kinds of stories you want to tell. But telling me those whys doesn't help you. You need to know those things and then shift it to think about what it is that you would need to tell someone who also wants to tell those types of stories so that they understand that you have this intersection. Oh God, it's such a beautiful thing, and I'm really excited to share this with you guys. So I hope you're in a good headspace for getting out your tools. I want you to go ahead. If you have a bio, if you have a cover letter that you've already been using, I want you to get those things ready. And you don't have to start rearranging furniture just yet. You can wait for the PDF workbook before you start doing that, or you can charge on in if you're inspired. Hey, you know, do it. I love it. That's awesome. Remember to start sending over your questions, and please start being open to the idea that every single word in your bio and cover letter is a breadcrumb put on the path toward how to cast you next. That's a beautiful thing, and it should be a little bit of a paradigm shift. I'm excited for you guys. We will move into the PDF next. And of course, if you'll shoot your questions for the interactive MP3 for those of you enrolled in the monthly program, I will be looking forward to fielding those. As always, it has been a sublime pleasure to get to spend this time with you. I'm Bonnie Gillespie for the SMFA Essentials module on bios and cover letters that don't suck. You rock. And until next time, mwah.